Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we're going to delve into a somewhat philosophical topic and discuss the purpose of the perfection of human beings, its aim, and why that aim is its goal. So for instance, if you would say, some people may say that although the aim of our creation is human perfection, this is why Allah created us. He wants us to achieve and acquire that perfection in this world. And that is a voluntary perfection, not a forced perfection. He wants us to strive and struggle for it. Then what is the purpose of this goal? Okay, this is a goal, but what is the purpose of this goal? Okay, we do everything for a reason, brothers and sisters, right? Now, to understand the purpose of this goal, if we start pondering on our own, it's not easy really to explain what the purpose of this goal is. When we say acquire perfection, so for instance, your goal is to get some groceries, right? What do? In order to get those groceries, right, you get into the car, you go to the market, you bring back those groceries. If somebody asks you, why did you bring like eggs or bread? You have an answer that I want to feed my son, or I want to feed my husband, or I want to feed my friend these eggs. So this was the goal of you going for groceries. Now, when it comes to us acquiring that perfection, what is the goal? Okay, that's the aim. The aim is to acquire that perfection. But what is the goal? Isn't it a somewhat troubling question? What would happen if we acquired that perfection, right? So this question is, it takes a little deeper dive into understanding what the purpose and the goal and the aim of our creation is and how they are separate. The answer to this question will become clear by considering the fact that perfection is the final aim, or in other words, it is the ghayatul ghayat. We will explain this phenomena of ghayatul ghayat after we come back from a short break.
Examples of a perfect human in the words of Martyr Ayatollah Motahari.
پیغمبر اکرم نمونه انسان کامل اسلام است.
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example of the perfect human desired by Islam. Ali ibn Abi Talib is another example of a perfect human in Islam. To recognize Ali is to recognize the perfect human in Islam. But this recognition is not just to know the name and the title of Ali. No, there is a time we know Ali just by the name, meaning Ali, son of Abi Talib, grandson of Abdul Muttalib. Fatima is his wife. He's the father of Hassan and Hussein. Which year he was born and which year he left this world. What battles he took part in. These things are just recognition by the name and title. It means that if we look for an identification of Ali, these things identify him. But this kind of recognition is not real recognition of Ali, is not recognition of the perfect human in Islam. To recognize Ali is to recognize his character and personality, not just the name and title of an individual. We need to recognize and know about his character to any possible extent. The more we find out about Ali's character, we find about the perfect human being in Islam. And the more we put that perfect being as an icon in our life, the more we continue his way, the more we follow him practically, not just by a name, as a leader and imam, and the more we obey him and try to build our character based on this model, then that time we are a true follower of this perfect human.
Welcome back to The Teacher. Before we went on the break, we were discussing about Ghayatul Ghayat. And we were trying to explain that, okay, fine, the aim of human life or human being is to acquire that perfection. But what is the goal behind acquiring this perfection? So we're trying to explain it by using an example. Stay with me. If we were to ask a student, let's say, why do you study? What would he say? He would say, so that I can get admission into a university, right? Okay. If we ask them again, why do you desire to get yourself admitted into a university? He would answer, what? So that I can become an able doctor or an engineer or somebody else, right? Somebody who's a skilled laborer, for example. Okay. This answer is not enough for us. If we ask them again, why do you desire to possess a medical or an engineering degree? What would he say? He would say something like, so that I may engage myself in a productive activity and also that I earn a good income. So his answer would be on these lines, right? He wants to make money, right? And get engaged in a productive activity. Now, let's say that we persist and we ask him again, why do you need a good income? What would he say? He would say, so that I can lead a respectable and comfortable life, right? Now, finally, if we ask him again, why do you desire to lead a respectable and comfortable life? At this juncture, we will notice that his tone will change. And he will say something like that. Well, so that I can lead a respectable and comfortable life. See how he repeats his previous answer now? You know what this proves? He doesn't have an answer. Like, why would you want to lead a respectable and comfortable life? There's no answer to it, really, if you think about it. So this is why he repeats the answer. This proves that he has reached his final answer. And technically speaking, he has reached the Ghayatul Ghayat. So Ghayatul Ghayat, brothers and sisters, is that final answer that there is no further answer after that. That is the dead end. You want respect for yourself? I go like, okay, why do you want respect for yourself? Well, because I want to be respected. I want respect for myself. I mean, there's no why and there's no answer to this, so to speak, right? So the final aim of his efforts, beyond which there exists no answer and which constitutes his final aim and objective, is called Ghayatul Ghayat. Now, this is with regards to the material life. The case is similar, brothers and sisters, with the spiritual life as well. When it is said, what is the purpose of prophets, the revelation of divine books, of course, the religious obligations, and the educative setup, we say, for achieving human perfection and attaining proximity to Allah. Now, if it is said, what is the purpose of achieving human perfection and attaining proximity to Allah? We say what? For the proximity of Allah. This is the final aim, brothers and sisters, and this is the final answer. Expressing it differently, we desire everything for the sake of perfection and attaining nearness to Allah. But we seek nearness to Allah for itself. That is what? Nearness to Allah. Remember, brothers and sisters, Allah Himself is the goal. We hope we were able to address this somewhat confusing and discomforting question that what is the aim of human perfection and what is the goal of this aim?
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Feel the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah.
You can write it. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. PARSToday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.